When Putney's property tax bills were sent out recently, the local social media chat site blew up. Putney homeowners shared stories of tax bills that went up 40 and 50 and 60% in a single year. The town held a meeting this week to hear from residents and to try to provide some answers. But after 2 hours, it was clear that no one had a quick fix. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The people of Putney say they are hurting.
My wife and I have this Saturday looked at a home in another state. I lived here, graduated from this very school 50 years ago. And it breaks my heart to think that I'm thinking that way, but it looks like I'm being priced out.
They're worried about their future.
My taxes went up 45%, and I'm concerned about the impact on the town with so many people hurting. Really in pain, people who are land poor, can't afford to pay these taxes.
And they're looking for answers.
My taxes went up $1,200. So, very concerning. No children in school anymore, but I support it. So, just here to find out what's going on.
That was Brian Ames, Janice Baldwin, and Donald Smead. And they were three of the 100 or so Putney residents who came out to a meeting Monday night to try to understand why their tax bills, like so many of Vermonters, are so high this year. The education tax rate rose about 14% here, which is about the state average, and the town's municipal tax rate also jumped almost 10%. But on top of that, the town recently completed a property reappraisal, which reflected the post-COVID red-hot real estate market. Putney residents found out that the houses they've been living in for decades, in many cases, are worth more than double what they were the last time a reappraisal was done.
We've seen a tremendous influx of people buying properties for the last 5 years at really high rates.
State Representative Emily Kornheiser lives in nearby Brattleboro, and she came to the meeting in Putney to answer questions about state tax policy.
Usually we talk about gentrification in the context of urban gentrification, right? And like you hear about that happening in big cities. I think it's pretty clear that part of what we're experiencing in Vermont is rural gentrification, right? Like people are being priced out of the neighborhoods or the towns that they have lived in or they expect to be living in.
Kornheiser said lawmakers knew this was going to be a very tough tax season, and they passed tax legislation overriding a veto by Governor Phil Scott that was sure to hurt working families and individuals who could least afford the tax hike.
It was a really hard vote. It's really hard to vote to increase taxes at the scale that we increased them this year. There was no good answer this year, and I don't want to pretend there was.
But as meeting moderator Tom Ehrenberg noted, many in the audience said their taxes have been going up for years.
Even with the appraisal issue, the taxes are unsustainable at this point at the rate of increase.
The statewide debate on affordability will continue. Governor Scott and education leaders recently warned that property taxes could soar again next year, and the upcoming legislative session will focus on possible solutions. But as officials at the meeting made clear, for now, Putney has to weather the storm alone. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Putney.